SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. At a magnitude of 7.4, the earthquake that struck Taiwan is the most powerful to hit the island nation in 25 years. Buildings have been damaged, and the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Taipei says at least 9 people have been killed, hundreds of others injured.
Those appear to have come from landslides which have been unleashed right along the east coast of Taiwan. The difference between here in Taipei and the west coast of Taiwan and the east of the island is dramatic. It's very rugged over there, it's very mountainous, there are narrow valleys and the mountains come down right into the Pacific Ocean. And this quake has unleashed many, many landslides that have cut roads, that have brought down bridges, and we think have also buried some people.
And the quake has been followed by powerful aftershocks. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses are without power this morning. That's a result of severe weather across a number of states, resulting in at least one death. Powerful storms blasting communities from Texas up into the Ohio Valley. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration is demanding transparency from Israel after the Gaza airstrike that killed at least 7 aid workers.
National Security spokesman John Kirby said the White House was outraged over the incident and is awaiting the findings of an Israeli investigation.
And our expectation is, and we've made this clear to them, that they'll come clean about what they've learned. They'll be fully transparent, and if people need to be held accountable, that they'll be held accountable.
Despite growing criticism over Israel's handling of the war in Gaza, Kirby said the U.S. supports Israel, which he said continues to face a viable threat from Hamas. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Anytime, any place. The words of former President Trump challenging President Biden to debate made the challenge yesterday during a campaign stop in Green Bay, Wisconsin. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 33 points. NASDAQ features off 60 points. This is SRN News. Scotland has a new hate crimes law.
And a lot of people don't like it. The measure is unusually vague and open-ended, establishing the crime of, quote, stirring up hatred, which carries a penalty of 7 years in jail. Critics say the measure will curtail free speech and civil liberties. Christians are especially concerned that LGBT activists will use the hate crime statute as a weapon to silence anyone who expresses what the Bible says about homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The huge gains made by the opposition in Turkey's local elections raise the possibility that President Erdogan could step back from some of his most controversial policies, and that would be good news for Christians. Experts who have been watching Turkey closely don't see Erdogan making any drastic changes in his conservative Islamist policies, but a toning down, they say, could be in the cards. Persecution of Christians in the country has been on the rise ever since the president decided to emphasize fundamentalist Islam. SRN News. Lawsuit's been filed in a bid to outlaw menthol cigarettes.
Anti-smoking groups have sued the government over a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes. The ban has been idling at the White House for months. Menthols are disproportionately used by black smokers and young people. The lawsuit comes amid growing concerns from advocates that the federal plan could be derailed by election year politics. The Food and Drug Administration estimates the ban could prevent 300,000 to 650,000 smoking deaths over several decades. Menthol is the only cigarette flavor that was not banned under the 2009 law that gave the FDA authority over tobacco products. I'm Norman Hall.
Uganda's constitutional court has upheld a law allowing the death penalty for what is described as aggravated homosexuality. Ugandan President Museveni signed the bill into law in May of last year, defining aggravated homosexuality as cases involving a minor or other categories of vulnerable people. More details, SRNNews.com.